Hello,
Salam,
everyone.
good evening.
How's it going?
I'm on this. I don't know what's not to other people. So weird. It's strange. It's good. Lost being the fucking same. Strong. Okay. The Vlamit Ches, still in Perikei of Shai Yichud. We saw the first Pitui that the Yetzer Hara brings. We're going to look at the second one now, the second example. The first one, just let me see here. The first one's that the Yetzer Hara gets to brave with us to Shem in order to find favor in people's eyes. Need to get you to do it because you have to, you've got to live with people. So you've got to brush up to people. You've got to do it in order for people to look at you and think what a wonderful person you are. The second one is he gets you to be over to Hashem in order to get panasa and covered. So let's see what that looks like. Association. Yish Yaish Adam. When the Yetzer gives up, he sees he can't get you to do Maisim mitzvahs and Maisim Toivim in order to win favor from other people. You suddenly lift Toisotcha, Elohim is a covered, there's a shame at Toiv, but Oila Mazer. And he starts getting you to do things for covered and to get a good name. It's important to have a good name. No one's saying not, but we'll see why that's a problem later. In Olam Hazeh, in order to get covered and a good name in this world. I'm very happy that you're serving Hashem. And you've got very strong betochen on this. And I'm also very happy the Yetzirah says you're doing everything lishmo. Understand who is attacking you. And you also have fully munah that no one can help you. A full-fledged Baal betochen. And I'm very happy for you, said the Yetzirah. But how Baal betochen amiti? You're a genuine Baal betochen. That's an askoma from the Yetzirah. That's a gewaldic askoma. Ulam, as always, the Reb Nachman used to say the Yetzirah starts a sentence with but. However, but ulam, lo nochen mitzidka lasti es dargas chasidoischo min meadom. It's not befitting for you to hide your great chassidus, your great level of tzidkus, from people. After you're ruling over yourself and you've strengthened yourself against all your taivas, you've conquered your taivas. It's very fitting that you should show other people your ma'isim. But his galileum is tall lipcho. And you should show them your purity of your intentions, your pure heart. I don't know what arotz is, but you should get covered. You should try and get covered. The taking a shame toiv bei nehem, and you should acquire a good name amongst them. The most homer a posuk. Venasati lehem bebesi ubuchemosi yad vashem. Toiv mi boni bubenois. Oid nemo vasisi lachashem godel kashem hagadili mashebaretz. I gave you a big name, like all the big names. Mitam Nosef, Alechalaisos says, that's the reason why you should do this. Shagesha bnei Adam yilma duma masecha viz kabel scharolze. You have to be an example. You have to be a dogmas that people can learn from you and you get half for that. Therefore, the Yetzer continues, you should only hide away the deeds that you're doing that you can't let anybody see. Show people who you really are. That's a wonderful presentation, eh? It's a very, very big presentation. COVID's not a small Yetzirah. COVID is a Yetzirah mod gotol. Whether it's just in your house, whether it's when you're out the house, whether you have workers working for you, you're a rov, whatever it is, there's a Yetzirah here. The Yetzirah. I know a Yid, a big tzaddik. What's with a big tzaddik? And he's a Baal Tokeya. He always used to be the Baal Tokeya that Rosh Hashanah. I met him many years ago. He'd moved to another country and happened to be in that country. And I met him and I asked him, are you still a Baal Tokeya? He said, I did it 1 year and I stopped doing it. Because I realized I was doing it for COVID. I said, you COVID, what have you got with COVID? He said, you don't understand what a Yetzirah it is for COVID. I know the guy, the most humble, honest, the shame to my person you'll ever meet. He said, yeah, you know, when you conquer this taiva, that taiva, you know, there's always something else. He said, COVID was mamash, it was overwhelming. I got it there to blow shofar, and he said it was kulu, 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 l'shem COVID. I realized it's too dangerous, so I stopped doing it. I was mamash blown away. I mean, it was the first time I ever... You know, I was dealing with other problems then, but it's a problem. There's a vaya, it's a lo pashut. Check yourself and see, why am I doing this? What am I trying to, you know? Lo pashut. But that's the Yetzirah. He gives you all the praise in the world. You're the biggest chosid in the world, biggest tzaddik. Of all, it's important that people see it. First of all, you need to get a good name. Good name is better than everything. To have a good name is more chashuv, to have a good name. And second of all, people learn from you. You know, you stand on the Mizrach and then people look at you and they learn, you know, they learn proper conduct. It's more chashuv for you to be Moshe Nefesh to do that. And then we know where that leads to. In the COVID and Taiva. Moshe says, well, no, the COVID, you're gone, finished. And it's a good time. What's the praise that people give me going to help me? And this good name I'm going to have amongst them. Mazin or Tendli? Al od shani yodea shein eni mimalek roi is roi voice of klapei boiris baruch. I know that I'm not fulfilling my obligations to the Boira. I got a very big overdraft in the Boira Olam's bank. What am I going to get from all the COVID that they're giving me? They can't bring me any benefit and they can't keep away from me any nezek. So what benefits am I getting from this good name? These people that you want me to get covered from and get a good name from, they're no different to the animals and the flowers in the fact that they can't help me and they can't keep nezek away from me. They also can't help me or do anything without the rishus of the boira. So you want me to get covered from people? What benefit do I get from that? The same benefit that I get from a cow and that I get from an apple tree. What I have to show off for? So what? Because I'll get something from them. They can't give me anything. If I'm trying to serve Hashem in order to get covered, maybe I'll get the opposite. People think this guy's doing it. Look, it's a big show off. Look at him. And then not only won't you get covered, you'll get the opposite. Instead of getting COVID, I'm going to get zilzul for gnai. People are going to look at me and say, wow, look at this guy. Yeah, look what he's doing. He's doing everything just to show off. And then you won't get COVID, you'll get the opposite. People will mamash mazalzul be you. Brother Sheh, what's this word? Kereach mikan v'kereach mikan. Kereach from Russian bald. I'll be left not with this and not with this. Mitzad echad abadis erech maise b'zeh. I'm going to lose the deeds I'm doing that I'm not doing them l'shem Hashem, because I'm doing it l'shem covered. I'm not going to get straf for them on Olam Haba because I was doing them for all my vested interests. I'm losing my Olam Haba and I'm not even getting Olam Hazeh. If you're getting something for it, ulai, you know, you give up your Olam Haba for Olam Hazeh. Okay, yeah, your taina yates the horror. But your taina doesn't get me Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. Because Olam Haba I'm going to lose because I'm not serving Hashem, I'm serving myself. And Olam Hazeh I'm not going to get because they're not going to give me COVID. They're going to mazalzit in me because they know that I'm showing off and I'm doing it because I want to get COVID. So, yeah. The Chofetz Chaim used to say, COVID is like kugel. Kugel you don't eat on Erev Shabbos, you eat it on Shabbos. We want COVID. What's this drive for COVID? What's the drive for COVID? Because we got to get COVID. You're going to get big, big COVID. When a person gets to Olam Haba, he's going to get big, big COVID. He has to have a sense of what that is here. So you give COVID to other people. COVID Amalchus, COVID Chachomim. COVID zulot, you give COVID to other people. It's more chashuv to give COVID to other people. Aval the Chofetz Chaim said, if you're trying to get COVID, yeah, yourself, you're eating the kugel that you need for Shabbos. No one eats kugel on Erev Shabbos because you want to have the kugel for Shabbos. If you eat the kugel on Erev Shabbos, there's no kugel left for Shabbos. It's a dangerous thing. Mesupra Alechad, Mimolche Yisrael, Shepa Machre Shekoro Lefonov Batoira, Shaloto. One of the kings of Israel, after he was called in front of the Torah, he read in front of the Torah, Shaloto, they asked him, Eich Matzachain Ba'ina Melech, Kriyosa Shel Odom Zeh. Somebody else lied, not he lied. Somebody else read the Torah in front of him. And they asked him, how did he, if the lining, this person's crew of Torah, if it was found favor in his eyes. The Torah called Kach Naim, because he's got such a beautiful voice. For Boki, called Kach Batame Amikri. He was a big Boki in how to lane, how to make a lining. And they asked him, you know, what do you think of this guy? He's really good, eh? Onalem HaMelech. How can this guy's laning, his kriya, one favor in my eyes, calls the man that he's laning it in order to give me pleasure? And so that he'll find favor in my eyes because I'm enjoying it so much. He's laning the way he's laning because he wants to find favor in my eyes. So to do that, he has to make sure that I really, really like it. So he's doing it for me to like it. But how can I get benefit from, how can I get enjoyment from that? If he would do that in order to do the Rotzen Hashem, that's why he's laning, because the Rotzen Hashem is to create beautifully. Then the Kriya would find favor in my eyes. Because when he's doing it to find favor in my eyes, that's why he's doing it. So how can I get benefit? How can I enjoy that? He's not doing it because he to kind the rots in Hashem. It's kulu kulu and lolitma. So how can I enjoy something that's so perverted? It's much Ram Ois a Melech al Adam Ze, Anu Aimrim Gam, I'll call Hachazonim, Ubale Atfilo Mitpalilim Ifne Atzibu. This is what the Chacham Chaim was saying. All the Chasonim, all the great Bali Tila, they're davening before the Tzibur. Well, the Paitonim, Hamachabrim, Piyutim, Chadoshim, and all the poets that write new Piyutim, Hoytim Zois Mitoich Kavona Lim Tzochein Be'enei B'nei Odom V'lo Be'enei Akel Yisborach. They're all doing it to find favor in people's eyes, and not to find favor in front of Hashem. They're davening in their piyutim, the lo mukubalim lifnei aboyre. Terrifying. Wow. Cousin gets up there and he's doing it because he's trying to entertain the troops or whatever. They're not good. It's actually very interesting because the famous story about it, I think it was Yisrael Salanta. Cousin came to him, because Yisrael was more makpid on Choshen Mishpat, came to ask him what kavanas he should have for the davening. He was going to be the cousin on the Yomim Noirim. Came to ask him what kavanas he should have. So Yisrael said, you should have kavanas to sing nice. He said, yeah, that I know, but what about the kavanas? He said, I don't understand. Why are they paying you? They're paying you to sing nas. Right? That's what they're paying you for. They're not paying you to have kavanas. They're paying you to sing nas. The first year of sing nas, otherwise you're a gazlan. Why are they paying the chazan? I'm not paying the chazan because he's a tzaddik and he's got kavanas and he can roll his eyes back and make malachim jump out of the Aron HaKodesh. That's all he's doing. They hide you to sing nas. You have to sing nas, otherwise you're a gazlan. Interesting. Okay. But it can't be easy. You've got this beautiful voice and you're getting up in front of 1,000 people, in the Frankfurt, city shuloy, New York, these 5,000 shuls, whatever. And you get up to sing, Kol Nidre, and there's a performance. Can't be posh to do that, L'shem Shemayim, man. Right, I'm a Yetzer. אם יהיה לי כובד בעולם הזה, אבו מייסה הטויבים, אני חושב שלא יישאר לי שום שכר עליהם בעולם הבא. That's a חופץ חיים. If I get all this pleasure from המייסים טויבים in this world, I'm going to get covered in this world, אז I'm worried that there'll be nothing left of this חיים בעולם הבא. בגלל שקאבו לא יישא לפני הזמן בעולם הזה, רוצח was terrified of covid. I said, all the COVID you get here comes out of the COVID that was set aside for you in Olam Haba. Shach was horrified by COVID. He wouldn't go near it because it was taken away from his Olam Haba. An interesting kasha here. I don't know, maybe we discussed it before. How can you give someone COVID? We just learned what we learned now. To give somebody COVID is lifneiva. You're giving a guy COVID, yeah? There's mitzvah to mechabit certain people, whatever. It's poison for him. What is that? You're destroying him. And you're letting him covered. Hoshavarov walks to the smidish, you stand up for him to give him covered. What is it for him? Why are you learning? Not allowed to do it. It's a mitzvah. Covered a rav, covered a melech, covered for a zok, and whatever the covered is. How are you allowed to do that? No, there's a powerful kasha, no? So it's very interesting. If Yisrael Salanta paskin that there's no lifneiva when it comes to midas, you've got to give a person covered. for him it's not so posh. That's his problem. He has to work out what to do with that. There's a chiv to give covered. You have to give covered. It could damage him. That's his problem, not yours. Not lifneiva when it comes to midas. The mamma's pellets, frightening. You give him COVID, you know what you're doing to the person? Doris says, yeah, I know, but you've got to give him COVID anyway. There's a famous Maisa, I can't remember who it was, if it was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky with Rabbi Moshe or Rabbi Aaron. I'm pretty sure it was Yaakov Kamenetsky with one of the Gedolim Alozo Chihu. They came to an Aguda conference. So the other Rav, whoever it was, said to Rabbi Yaakov, let's go around the back and sneak in and sit down before people see us so people won't stand up for us. That's a good answer. They don't want to get covered. Rabbi Yaakov said to him, our wives are here. I think it was Rabbi Yaakov. And, you know, it was one of those Slobotka Gedolim, yeah, in America. He said, our wives are here. Yeah, and they put up with a lot being married to us. So I think we should walk through the front door and let people stand up for us so our wives can get a bit of nachas. But come cover. That's what he did. You understand, he'd got to a level where people standing up for him didn't do anything for him. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done it. He wouldn't have risked himself like that to give his wife some pleasure. He could have found other ways to do it. The famous Meiser, when Rav Meir Shapira, Rav Meir Shapira was a young Rosh Yeshiva, he was on a train with a Chofetz Chaim, the Zokin, the Gadol HaDor. And they pulled into a station, and there was a lot of people that heard the Chofetz Chaim was on the train, and they came to greet him. They wanted to see the Chofetz Chaim. Rav Meir Shapira says to Chofetz Chaim, why aren't you going outside? He said, what do you mean? I'm not going outside. He said, wait, look, the people came to see you. He says, I'm not going outside. They want to give me COVID. So Rav Meir Shapira said to him, what's wrong with COVID? He said, what do you mean, what's wrong with COVID? You can lose your Lama Baba with COVID. He said, to make Jews happy, you're not prepared to give up your Lama Baba? So you lose your Lama Baba. But the Yidden, they want to see you. You have to go out and make Yidden happy. Why are you caring about yourself and not caring about what their needs are? This is Rav Meir Shapira, was a young man. The Chofetz Chaim Azad Tochocha. Chofetz Chaim said, you're right. And he went out and he greeted the people. Different level of priorities. But this Yitzhahara is much more insidious because this Yitzhahara is telling you that it's very important to get COVID. You have to be careful of it. Sometimes you don't have a choice. You have to, you know. Kapkel Avransky was in a situation where he needed to make sure that COVID HaTorah wasn't destroyed. He would mamash, you know, he would put his foot down. He was getting into a taxi with the balabos once, and the balabos got into the car first. He pulled him out and he said, I go first. They asked Rav Hutner why he was so makpid on his COVID. Rav Hutner was, you know, when he went to Rav Hutner, so he had an electric lock on his door. When you walked in, and then when you left, you had to walk out backwards. I'm talking about the Bochrim that you, from the Talmidim of the Yeshiva, they had to walk out backwards. And if you didn't, he didn't open the door, you couldn't get out. If you went out properly, he pushed a button, he had a button on his desk, and he pushed the button, the door opened. If not, he wouldn't open it. So somebody once asked him, why are you so much pin on your COVID? Mazia, COVID has it. Listen to what an Adam Godel. Adam Godel was so far from COVID. Told me that's the vodka, someone who was so far from COVID. Yeah. He said when Noah was in the Teva and he came a little bit late for the lion gave him a punch, yeah? Gave him a wound. He wounded him. Why? What's the big deal? So he came 2 minutes late, you know, for every day, 24 hours a day. He was feeding the whole Amazon. I mean, you know how many animals and food and whatever to take care of? He never slept for a year. He came 2 minutes late. Doesn't know. What's the grace of that? What, said Rav Hutner? It was the last lion alive. And the lion's the king of the jungle. If you're gonna take liberties with the COVID that's due to the king of the jungle, then the whole musag of COVID of the melech will disintegrate. There'll be nothing left of it. So the lion had to tell Noach, we don't mess with that. And then he looked at this person who asked him, what's with the COVID? He said, I'm the last lion in America. If I don't do what I'm doing now, there'll be nothing left of COVID HaTorah in the next generation. My Talmidim need to learn COVID HaTorah. Those are big people. Don't try that at home, by the way. That's the law. The law bishvileinu. But that's the person who understands how great he is, understands who he is, and understands what the needs of the generation are, and risks himself with that. That's a big risk that you're putting yourself into there. It's not possible to do such a thing. You have to flee from COVID. What's he doing? In order that the generation should be mechanech properly, he's risking his life. Not possible at all. Okay, so let's just take a little bit more of a step. From a super tzaddik echad, shalach pam the shuk liknot eizachofetz. The tzaddik went to a market to buy a certain thing, ונכניס לחנוסוי, תוסוי אחד כדאי לקנות ממנה סחופץ. He went into a store, one of the traders there, one of the salesmen, in order to buy what he wanted. ויאמר, תחיינוי של הסייכה לסייכה, the neighbor of the salesman, of the trader, said to the trader, עושה לי הנחה, ותצביע את רצוינוי, יהיו ירוש שמיים ותלמיד חוכם. Give him a discount. And fulfill his desires. Because he's Yerushalayim, but he's a Talmud Chochem. This guy was trying to get a discount for the Talmud Chochem. Amar HaTzadik L'Soyche, Einayni Manyen B'Hanacha Shalcha. I'm not interested in discounts from you, please. K'lo Ba'ati L'Knot B'Toyrosi Ele B'Kaspe. I'm not coming to buy anything with my Torah. I came here with money to buy with my money. I'm not coming here to buy with my Torah. Who serve liknot mimenu es hachefetz mipnei shelo rotze lahanois mitoirose bolamazeh. He didn't buy the chefetz because he didn't want to get benefit from his Torah in this world. You're a big Talmud Chacham, so they give you a discount. Yeah? Yeah, Reb Chaim goes into the store. Who doesn't want to buy this? He gives him a discount. He's trying to help him. No, because I came here to buy with money, not with Torah. Why are you giving me a discount? Because of Kovar HaTorah. I don't want to use up my Torah in this world. Halach lechapes oto etzel soich ache shelo yikir oto. So he went somewhere else to buy it from somebody who didn't recognize him. And then they say by the Brisker Rov, he made a chasana once, one of his sons at the hotel. And the whole story, whatever, the owner of the hotel wanted him with a discount. The Godlike door is making a wedding, but he wanted to discount. The Brisker Rov wouldn't take a discount. It wasn't interested in taking a discount. He told him, I told his son, who he sent to pay, and he told him to pay the full amount and don't give a discount, whatever. He said, it's much cheaper to pay in money for the thing than have to pay for it in the next world. The cheapest way to buy things in this world is to use money. Which is also not so posh. It's also not so posh. Jonathan, you know that there's a butcher in Johannesburg. There's a meat store that gives a 10% discount to rabbis. Yeah, you go buy meat there, whatever. You're a rabbi, they give you a 10% discount. Yeah, I was always happy to take the discount. Why not? You know, I got a piece of paper that says I'm a rabbi, so why shouldn't I take the discount? You know, and then after I thought, it's not so posh. It's not so posh. God will be sure I wouldn't take that discount. You're getting the discount because you're a rabbi. So why are you giving up that chelik in Olam Haba for 10% on a piece of biltong? He's doing it because he wants to cover the Torah, and he wants to support Torah, he wants to support Talmid Chachamim, he wants to help people, you know, whatever. Okay. Ulam. But who says I'm not going to take his stalker? Not so simple. Anyway. All right. Bona Tzik 4.
Hard one to get your head around, eh? Because especially for like a Brechim and all that stuff, they've got special cards for some of the one shop here, and you can go and they give you a special discount just because you're a teacher or an Avrech. Or...
So that, I think the bottom line there is based on the fact that, I mean, it's any question. How come, Rodester talked about this, you have a store. So you sell goods for more than what you paid for them, right? Otherwise, there's not much point in having the store. So you're taking. You're a taker. That's what you're doing. So the bottom line is you have to take in order to continue doing what you're doing. We're all taking all the time. We're the biggest takers in the world. We want to be givers. We created B'Tselem Elokim and we want to give. We've spoken about this before.
Yeah, okay.
It's such a need. Okay. It's such a need. You can't live without taking. But I'm only taking in order to give more. In other words, the avreich or the teacher, first of all, their salaries are ridiculous. They can't survive. And people want to tour him. They want to help them. It's not because he wants to take. He's taking because otherwise I can't eat and I won't be able to carry on teaching.
See, you can get your discount on the biltong and you can have a better trip. And then you go.
Biltong, I don't know if biltong is a, you know, maybe on the chicken for Shabbos or the steak for Shabbos. I don't know. Biltong is a lot for cooking. Anyway, whatever, I'm not saying it. I'm just pointing out that there's such a mussar that you have
right.
to.
It's good
Don't take it for granted. Oh, I'm a rabbi, so I get a discount. Yeah, for sure. You know, the flip side was telling you, stop and think a little bit before you take these things. It's not so important. No, for sure, there are. There are people that really want to help and they want to give, and it's a big mitzvah to support people in learning and whatever. There's a mitzvah. And Avrech, in order for him to carry on learning, he has to take. He doesn't have a choice. Because what they pay him a salary is a lot of it. The Chofetz Chaim wouldn't take money from the yeshiva. He opened a makolet. He opened a little makolet in order to support himself because he didn't want to take money from the yeshiva. He didn't take a salary. The problem was is that people only came to his makolet, and he was worried, what will be with the other Bale makolet? What will be with the other Seichim? They're gonna lose their business. They only opened the store for 1 hour a day. So everybody came to do their shopping in that hour. That didn't solve the problem, so they closed the store. You know, people today, they didn't do that. You do that and you're being very successful. You buy the other stores at a discount and you conquer the city and then you move on to the next city. You know, that's what happened to all the small traders. They become big monopolies because one guy bought them out. You know, Chofetz Chaim closed his shop and then he went to make a panosa from selling his Torah. Because he didn't want to take things from Torah. But today you take money not for the Torah. You take money in order to be able to continue teaching, to be able to continue learning, to be able to continue functioning, because otherwise you starve to death. That's called Me'achuz. That's not a problem.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
Anybody opens up a store, he's taking, so there'll be no more business. There'll be no anything left. No. People need tomatoes, so he's selling tomatoes. But if you sell them for the same price he bought them, he won't be able to keep his shop open for really long, will he? So he has to make a profit in order to buy more tomatoes, in order to have more product tomorrow. And he also needs to live. That's why Hashem set up the world. Oh, okay, that's another old story. That's all here on Pastor Shkolim. One day we can maybe look at that sometime. Well, anyway, kept you long enough.
Yeah. Have a good day. Thanks very much. Take care.
Yeah, Adar, there's Man Shalom, Mazel in Yisrael. We have to, Bezrat Hashem, we have to daven. We have to do the tevis.
Oh, man. Please, God. All right.
Take good care,
boys. Ciao, bye-bye.
All of the best for everybody.